Hello, everybody, and welcome to another podcast interview on my Language Facilitation Helpline show. This is Marcy from wavesofcommunication.com, and I'm here with Sharon, who has a 7-year-old late-talking daughter. And in this live coaching session, I'm going to ask you some questions, Sharon, to help you explain what's going on with your child so we can discover what is blocking the natural pathways to spoken language. And then I'll give you my recommendation for strategies that you'll need to learn and guide you to the resources on my platform to help you get started. All right, so why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself a little bit. Tell us your name and where you're from, and then tell us a little bit about your daughter and how you came to know that she was late talking.
I'm Sharon, and I'm basically from India. I come from southern part of India, and my native is Visakhapatnam, Vizag. And I have been living in United States, in Denver. I have been living here for the past 3.5 years or so. And I've got two daughters. My elder daughter is a late-talking daughter. And in her childhood, she has crossed all the milestones and she was perfectly fine. So I never thought there could be any problem with my daughter. But when she has reached 1.5 years, the sound that they make when they are small babies. So she stopped doing that and she started to flap her hands. That's the time when I got the doubt, have all these questions, what's going on with my daughter? Because I seriously don't have any idea about any disorders of kids. So because we never encountered that either from my in-laws family or my family. So there's nothing of that kind of thing. But at the age of 3, I just tried to research. I have seen some videos in YouTube that has shown me the 5 signs of autism. So that's how I came to know that my child is autistic. Then she is medically diagnosed as an autistic kid in the age of 6 when I came here. So I just booked an appointment with a psychiatrist, and then she has diagnosed and confirmed that it's autism. Yeah.
Okay, so that happened in the United States.
Yeah.
And what did you do in India before you came to the United States to help her with development?
Well, I have visited a child neurologist, pediatric neurologist in India when she is 4 years old. I just wanted to know if everything is fine physically with her body. He scanned all her brain. He told me that everything is fine with her brain. There is nothing that I have to worry about. So I thought she will get fine when the days will go by. And he also suggested me for the therapies, the speech therapy and the occupational therapy for her. So I started the speech therapy after coming here and the occupational therapy also.
Okay, so she's 7 now. So for 3.5 years or whatever since you've been in Denver, she's been now receiving speech therapy and OT, you said, right?
Yeah.
And is she in any kind of ABA therapy or school, or is she spending the rest of her time with you?
She attends a special education class in the school. So she'll be spending a little time in the normal class, and then she'll go to the special need class. We haven't yet started the ABA therapy for her. We are in process of that ABA therapy.
What are you hoping to achieve from the ABA therapy?
Help with her daily needs.
This was a great explanation of her development and how you got here. And I think it's quite typical for families who I'm meeting in my program who are from India. They are finding that they're coming to the United States to get resources because they're seeing their kids being diagnosed on the spectrum. Yeah. Let's talk about right now what's going on as far as the major hurdles that you're hoping to address in therapy. You had talked about daily needs. So first, let's talk about her language. What kind of language is she using right now?
She uses mostly the scripted language, like whatever I have prompted her a number of times, she remembers that and she will respond when I ask the question. It will come from her brain, so that's how she will respond. Because if there is any situation, there are 2 to 3 lines that she uses constantly. She
I
doesn't
see.
know how to initiate the communication, like using the new words like all the other kids do.
So she knows how to ask for the things that she wants
Yeah.
using the language she's memorized.
Mommy, I want the so and so.
Okay.
That's how
So
she will ask.
she is going, she will even get your attention and ask you for those things. Now, let me ask you this. If she could get that thing by herself, would she still ask you for it? No, she would get it on her own.
Yeah.
And now that she's 7 years old, she probably can get a lot of things on her own. Is
Yeah.
that true?
Yeah, that's true. And
So.
the things that I will keep very, really high that she couldn't reach, she'll try her best to reach that. But if she's not able to do that, she will come to me. Or I could go and interpret, intervene in that situation and ask her, like, what's going on? What do you want? Then she
Yeah.
would ask me.
So, and you mentioned that she also is able to answer questions.
Yes.
What kind of questions are you asking her?
Especially, I would ask her, like, her things that whatever she wants, if she needs anything to eat or if she needs anything to play with, when she's doing her daily needs, what help does she want from my side?
Can you give me an example? So let's say
Yeah.
she's brushing her teeth. Is that something that she needs help with?
Yeah, she needs a little help. If
Yeah.
she's not able to squeeze the toothpaste on the brush,
Right.
then she would struggle, but she would never come to me. So I would stand there and just look for a while, giving her time if she will come to me and ask me. But if she's not turning out to me, I would even ask her, like, what do you want me to do this or what do you want? Then she will say that I want the toothpaste. Mommy, put the toothpaste. So that's how she will ask me. During taking the shower, she would stand with her, she'll stand there wet, shivering. So I said, you are cold, you are shivering. What do you want? She said, wipe with the towel. That is what she will say.
Okay, I'm
Yeah.
getting a feel for what's going on here. Now that you've been able to get her to learn to say these things, what do you think is holding her up from expanding her language?
I don't know, maybe because of the developmental delay or something, I really don't know because the
Okay.
blockage, because I'm trying to do my best with for my daughter,
Right.
and I seriously don't have any idea. Maybe
Okay.
the ABA therapist will give me something because the speech therapist has been telling me that ABA therapy will definitely benefit her a lot.
Oh,
And
and why did she say that ABA will benefit her a lot? What did she say that the ABA will be able to do that she's not able to do as a speech therapist?
she said, they'll be spending a lot of time with her in a week. She said, they'll help her in her daily needs, and they will tune her into the social communication. That's what she told me.
I
I don't
see.
know how that's gonna achieve, but that is what I am really hoping for the best to come from the ABA therapy.
Okay. So, all right. I'm gonna lay out some info here for you about what I think is going on and why the ABA therapy could potentially take you in the wrong direction. So, we have a child who was late talking, who didn't say anything. And then, through the prompting method that you have done, you have made it's very typical and what a lot of what speech therapists initiate and tell parents to do, things like put things out of reach or, away from the child to may motivate them. to come to you to ask instead of, you know, try to get things on their own. And then what you realize is that as she gets older, it's harder to put things out of reach because she's already 7 years old and she can climb on things and reach for things. And she's smart enough even to remember where you put it. If you put it in a drawer and lock it and put the key, she's smart enough to watch you do all of those things and problem solve how to even, like you said, cook food for herself. So she has learned a massive amount of skills, you know, as independent 7-year-old, maybe not at the same rate as other children, but you have taught her through your home and before and after school and whatever she has learned how to do things, correct?
Yeah.
What you're missing is the expanded language of initiating coming to you to even ask. What you have taught her by using this method is that's the only reason for her to do it. She wants something and she can't get it herself. So she needs help. The same with the toothpaste. What's happened is because you have prompted all of this language to come after a question, what do you want? How do you want? What help do you need? She does not, she has been trained by you to wait. So she will even stand shivering, waiting for you to say, do you need help, before she asks for help, because you've taught her this is the correct way. And she's being compliant, right? So she's a good girl. And when you ask her questions, what color is this? You know, do you want that? Whatever. She answers you quickly because she is also a compliant girl. She wants to do what you want. But she has become now prompt dependent, right? Prompt dependent. And ABA therapy is 100% prompt based. They will tell her what to do in more time. So it will be doubling the thing that is blocking her spontaneous talking if you add ABA on top of what you are doing. And my suggestion, if you were working with me in my program, that would be the first thing that I would call out on you is we have to stop prompting, stop questions 100%. Stop questions 100%. There's no reason for you to ask a question for something that you can see. If you see that she is struggling with putting on the toothpaste, then you talk about the fact that she is struggling putting on the toothpaste. Oh, I see you are struggling. You are struggling. You need help. I will help you. No need for her to ask for that help because you are willing to step in, but you're hesitating. You are waiting for her to ask you. So she has learned how I need to wait and shiver before I ask for the towel. Take the swapping the prompting challenge and identify because that's the number one blockage. Now, here's the other question. If she's communicating her wants and needs this way, how does she communicate the things like when she's upset because she can't get something or she's frustrated? How does she communicate that?
She yells aloud. And these days, she is saying that I am upset. That's the thing. I never taught her that you should say like this. But she said that I think it has been a month ago. When she's like throwing up a large tantrum, and I was like, what happened? Yeah, because she's not supposed to do the thing that she wants. You know, it's like annoying me a little bit, but I did not say that, but I stood calm and I told her that you're not supposed to do this. But when I restricted her not to do that thing, then she told me I am sad or I am upset. That is what she told me.
Wow. I said,
okay, it's fine. And I just gave her a gentle squeezes and I made her sit with me.
Right. So These tantrums, these meltdowns, all of these things are communication behavior. And she is, whatever you've been doing with her, I know that you've been following my videos for a while and, you know, joining my live Q&As and listening, and whatever you've been doing for language facilitation in your house has been helping her to break through and share words that go with those feelings. So that's a really wonderful indicator that she has this capability. I mean, she certainly has capability to talk. She already is talking. It's just not the language that you are looking for, because it's not the language you are teaching, right? You are teaching her to use language as a behavior to get you to do something. And that's the only reason that she knows words are useful. What about when she is engaged in learning something new that she is interested in? What is she really interested in learning when she has free time?
She loves music. That's the one thing that she loves the most about, I mean, the top priority. And she loves to dance. And even when I switch on the TV, she would come up to me and say, play this, play that, whatever she likes. And her sister has some other choices. So I would say you have to take turns. So this is her turn and this is your turn. So I will do that and I'll play the music that she likes, and whatever my other child likes, I would do that.
Once again, you're just using this. So they're requesting the music and then they're dancing, and then they're requesting more music and then they're dancing. Is that kind of what's happening? So the play with these girls needs to get more demonstrative of social play, like pretend play, cooking, pretend play, house, pretend play, animals, doctor, you know, these kinds of things. Do the girls play those?
My younger daughter, she will do a lot, but my older daughter, she'll also pretend play, but it's a little lesser than my younger one, because I don't know why, if she wants anything, she would go up and she would say, take a bite. She would come to me and say, take a bite. So that is how she will say. And that's the only thing that she will do.
Right. Because remember, the language that she has heard primarily are questions and prompts.
Okay.
Do this or say this. That's what she has heard from you all day, every day. You know, and so when she's going to pretend to be like the mommy, she's going to be pretend like you. And what do you say to her? Take a bite. Right.
Okay.
So she is repeating the natural speech that she hears you using. But in your case, it's not natural speech. It's still prompting and questions. So if it is a direction for her to do something, then that's what she's going to learn, is how to tell you to do things. And again, that's another reason that children learn to talk. It's useful for them when they can tell people to do things. Come here, give me that, go over there, go away, leave me alone, right? That it serves her purposes for her feelings to get what she wants. So even again, here is a needs based communication. And you need to play with her more. And this is where you need to look in the videos in my language facilitation resources group, especially, or the ones on the YouTube channel that are the strategies, the tip of the week videos, where I demonstrate how to pretend play with dolls, pretend play with animals, pretend play with vehicles, pretend play with food. And it's not just about take the carrot, cut the carrot, put the carrot in the bucket, which is a pretend play, but that's a series of directions. And the play different is, look at me, I'm cutting a carrot. Nom, 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 I'm eating it. Ooh, it's delicious. This is a tasty carrot. Right? This is demonstration language that She's not going to get from cut it, eat this, give me the next one.
Okay.
So even though it seems conversational and it's not structured, it still is a series of direction, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that if you changed to give up these directions and prompts and mm-hmm. used more demonstrations, so you do things at the same time she's doing them or describe them for her, you know, these kinds of language, do you think, considering how much language she has learned from you already, right, that yeah. she would pick up spontaneously more conversational language if she heard it from you? Do you think that she would do that?
Yeah, I think she'll do it, but I need a lot of patience, I think, in this scenario, because, you know, holding on, come on, please talk. That is what I think about her, and she wouldn't say anything at all. So I'm like going and giving a little prompt, then she would initiate the communication. So yeah, I'll definitely give it a try and see.
Yeah, and Sharon, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that is really the biggest blockage. That's the biggest blockage, is your expectation for her to say the word that you think she should say. You're expecting her to say a certain thing, and she is struggling to try to say the right thing. Your words, the words you want, and that's not spontaneous language.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be. It's not coming from her, it's coming from you, right?
Yeah, correct.
So if you want to get the spontaneous talking, Sharon, you mm-hmm. have to model that for her. And she has already demonstrated to you that she can pick it up fast, because look at all the things she has picked up from the songs and from the rhymes and from the mm-hmm. things that she loves to listen to. And if she's using them inappropriately, it's because she doesn't know how to use the other demonstration. Look at me, I'm doing this, I'm jumping up and down. You want her to tell you those things, but nobody is teaching her how to say them. You're just asking her a question and telling her the answer to the question. And that's how she knows how to learn from mommy. But I mm-hmm. promise you, because here's the trick that she already showed you. She popped out those words, I'm sad, I'm upset. Mm-hmm. When the emotions overcame her need to wait for you to ask her, what are you feeling? How are you feeling right now? She mm-hmm. overcame that need to wait for a prompt because her feelings were so strong and she was so empowered to say, stop. I don't want it, I'm upset, you know, whatever. And this is mm-hmm. how you know that she is capable, because she mm-hmm. did it.
Yeah.
So what's holding her up is you. There's nothing about her neurology. There's nothing okay. about her physiology. They gave her the autism diagnosis because she is showing behaviors instead of language. And you have already shown that when you introduce language, those behaviors go away. For requesting, it did.
All right. I totally understand that. Okay, I will surely give it a try and see. You know, sometimes she will be running around the house, you know, like in the idle time. She doesn't want to come to me and she doesn't want to play with me. Sometimes I myself want to include myself in her play with her, like, you know, play with her. Even then she would go away from me and she wants to have that solitary play on her own. She doesn't want to include herself with any partner.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, this happens to children when they become prompt dependent, because the only play they get is a test, a never-ending test. Do this. Am I doing the right thing to make mommy happy? And if I don't do the right thing, she's not going to be happy. So okay. I know when I play by myself and hum and think about things in my head, I can be happy all the time. So
Mm-hmm.
when you start to use the play, the pretend play I was talking about, and have a lot of fun demonstrating for her how to play the pretend play that she's not doing very well, and play with your other daughter doing that fun play, then she will come and be interested in that for sure.
Okay.
But
Okay.
for
Okay.
you to get her, to bring her to you, to sit with you, to play what you want for her to play, is like work for her. So that's why she doesn't do it. She says, leave me alone to have my own time, because in my own time, nobody makes me have direction. Nobody mm-hmm. asks me questions. And I have a break, because remember, all day at school, it happens all day.
Yeah.
And if you go to ABA after school, it will happen all day at school, and then at ABA, and then at therapy, and also at home. And the anxiety that you're seeing, probably that's starting to come in whenever you try to push it, you know, because you say, wait, she's not saying anything. And you're right. In the swapping the prompting challenge, you're going to see she's going to talk less, because the only talking she's using is prompted. And when you stop prompting, your expectations go away with the prompts. Because then you will be very, very frustrated if you stop prompting and you maintain those expectations, and you will fail. You'll go back to prompting, which is what is happening to you. You get impatient. She's not talking anything. And you go back to prompting and she says, oh, okay. Now I can talk. Now I know. Mommy wants me to talk after her.
Her therapist has introduced this picture communication these days. And like she has given me, hand over me a chart, which has I want and some pictures on the top. And then when I brought it to home, and I just kept it on the countertop so that it will be easily accessible to her. So she's like taking the chart and putting whatever she wants. I want the crayons. I want the doll. I want the iPad. So she's like putting that and taking the item that she wants, the object, and she's like playing with that.
Okay. And is she saying the words while she's doing that?
Yeah, she's saying.
But wasn't she saying those things before you brought that pictures home?
No, she did not say.
Oh, I see. So the pictures are the thing that taught her to say those things. And so now that she had, is she only asking for those things with the pictures, or is she, you know,
she's not coming to me. She's not coming to me. Before that, you know, whatever she wants, just for eating, she would come to me.
Yeah.
The rest of the things she would go and take on her own. But even these days, like the crayons are in her reach. She's not simply going and taking the crayons, but she's going to the board and she's like keeping, I want the crayons, and then she's taking the crayons. So that is the difference.
Right. So once again, now at school, they've taught her, she believes that that's the requirement for her to be able to play. So do you believe that the pictures have helped her start to talk?
I would say yes or no, because she's only using some of the objects in home. And we just started it, like it has been 3 weeks. We have started using the pictures at home. And her therapist in the therapy center, she is saying she's doing amazing with the pictures with her.
You said that she can ask if she wants anything. So if she wants you to put on the song she wants you to put on, she can tell you, I want to put this thing.
Yeah.
She did that before she had these pictures?
Yeah, she did that.
So why do we have these pictures?
She said the kids who are prompt dependent, if you want them not to be prompting, then this is how we have to train them. And eventually she said we will use a device that has all these words in that. So
but
that
I don't
is what
understand.
She told me.
Why would she need a device if she knows these vocabulary?
Yeah, that is what even I asked her. Like, you know, I want her to have a natural language like all the other kids, then why do we need the pictures and why do we need the device? I think that will block her speech. That is what I told her. But then she said, no, just give it a try and see if she's doing okay. If she's not doing okay, then we will remove this and we'll look for another alternative. That is what she told me.
Is she using these pictures all day at school or just in the speech therapy session?
Just in the speech therapy session.
All right. I would have a conversation with the speech therapist. First of all, take the pictures away at home. Take it away. Now that she's using spontaneous spoken language, there's no need for this and there's no need for a device. Tell her, stop the order. We don't want it. We're not going there. I want you to stop pictures in the session. And you tell the speech therapist that she is already spontaneously requesting at home. We're not using these pictures for requesting. We are facilitating conversational play-based. And what you want the speech therapist to work on is pretend play. Tell her you want her to work on conversational talking because she already has mastered needs-based language. Tell her, in fact, take video of her asking you for the videos and taking turns with her sister. Take video of that while she's doing it and even taking turns with her sister. Share that with the speech therapist and she will need to change the goals. She's like, because she's not using it in her classroom, she's wasting her speech therapy time teaching her with pictures when she doesn't need it. And that tells me that that speech therapist doesn't know what to do with your child because also she's telling you to send her to ABA. So she must be showing behavior and resistance to sitting and doing imitation activities. Is that what's happening? So you need to stop it. If she is showing resistance to sitting and doing imitation activities, that speech therapist wants you to put her in ABA to teach her how to be more compliant for these terrible things and that are not helpful for her, that she's bored with, that she already knows. She's 7.5 years old. There's no reason if she already knows how to say, I want iPad, that she should be using pictures at all. It's a complete waste of time, a complete waste of time.
Got
There's nothing that device can teach her to say. And her time is wasted teaching the device because she doesn't know how to teach your daughter how to talk. I think you need to think seriously before you consider ABA. And if these strategies don't work for you, then you need to seriously consider getting coaching. Because the speech therapy and this ABA and the school situation that you have going on, unless they are supporting you to get some spoken, spontaneous spoken language, you're better off going back to India and hanging out with your family and talking there than you are in these
Got it. Yeah, thank you for that suggestion. I even have the doubts, if I'm doing this, is it gonna block her more? Is it gonna annoy her more? I have these doubts because I have been looking her right when she is a child, because I know that she has the potential to talk. But the thing that I don't know is like how I can help her to initiate that communication.
And that's what I teach parents in my program. That's what we work on doing. And the strategies that I gave you, first of all, it's not going to initiate. It will initiate on its own when it's not blocked. And you're blocking it with these prompts. And what the other thing, the other major blockage that happens to children that you are already intuitively understanding is anxiety. So, the second you try to get her to do something she's not interested in, boom, she can turn on the anxiety like nothing. They turn up the volume on that behavior like it's a light switch. And they use it because this is their communication, and children desperately want to communicate to their parents. So they will initiate talking when you teach them the language. You have to trust that, Sharon, but you have to make these changes. And if you can't learn how to do it, start putting money in your pickle jar to get in my course because you need to work with somebody besides this needs-based repetitive things because already at 7.5, your daughter wants to talk and nobody's teaching her. And that's very frustrating. That's very frustrating. Also, do you speak more than one language in your home?
Yeah, I speak English and I speak my native language, my mother tongue.
And is she understanding both languages?
Yeah, she
And is
is.
she using both languages?
Yeah.
So Nobody at school used picture system to teach her how to say, I want to drink milk in your mother language. You taught her this language.
Okay.
The families who I've worked with in my program who learn to get your family to pool together to help you to invest in the coaching, I'll teach you all. I'll teach you all exactly how to put it in your day. But everybody's out there who's listening, your day is different and how you initiate language facilitation. You have to find out what your behavior is doing, what your habits are that are blocking the situation. Stop those things and swap them out. The videos in my Get Started with Language Facilitation Here playlist are the best place to get started, and also buy my book. If you haven't bought my book, Sharon, you definitely need to do that, because it's the part that is identifying and eliminating the blockages that is the most important for you, because once the blockages go away, the spoken language flows naturally. And that's what you're looking for. And you have to get over your fear and get over your impatience. And I promise you, it's going to come faster than you think if you trust yourself, because the kids who are older, and your daughter is just like them, she shows every indication. She's already talking. She's already got needs-based language. She already knows what she wants. And she's even had pop-out spontaneous talking herself. So she is ready if you stop blocking her. So you can do this. Keep following me and let me know your progress.
Yeah, sure. Definitely, Marcy. Thank you
What's
so much.
What's the first thing you're going to do, Sharon, to get you on your progress? What's the first thing you're going to do?
I think I'll give more wait time. I'll stop prompting. I'll give more wait time, though it's like frustrating and annoying. I'll just stay calm and see if she will talk.
Okay.
And I thought I will model her in an appropriate way, not like prompting. I can do it with my younger child and see if she's initiating that play with us. Though if she's not doing that, I'll do it 10 times. Maybe the 10th time she will turn out. So, yeah.
That's it. That's the attitude we like to hear. You just keep trying, because if you want to show her that she's needs to try to start to use this language and listen and try to do better herself, then she will see you modeling that you are trying with her. And I know you can do it. I know you can do it.
No, thank you, Marcy. I just have one thing to say, if you don't mind. My daughter in her academics, I did not tell you this, so I'm just telling you this part as well. The school has given up in her academics, but I'm doing really good with her at home. They would say that, you know, your daughter wouldn't say anything. Your daughter wouldn't write anything. But I keep practicing with her every day, you know, just giving her lines, you know, making her handwriting align in a proper way. So she's doing much better if I'm like doing with her every day. Now, write these sentences, then she's doing really well with me.
Does she like it?
Yeah, she doesn't like it. She doesn't like to read and she doesn't like to sit with me. But I would say, I would request her, like, you know, just for 1 minute.
Yeah.
We'll do it. And then you can have your playtime.
Well, and you know, that's what they do at school. You know, and at school, she's not doing any learning. She's not participating.
No.
Oh, boy.
Maybe she just colors and comes back home. That colors, I don't want her to color all the time.
You have to really think about what the public school options are for you. What happens to kids kindergarten age, when they get past kindergarten age, you know, they start to just put them on a track for long term.
Yeah, I'm seriously thinking to start with you, a session with you. I'm even collecting money for that, you know, because it's a little expensive for me.
Yeah, I know.
I'm thinking of it really seriously, because I've seen testimonies in your website that really amazed me. I mean, I've seen kids who are just like my daughter, who have got rid of all the blockages and they are doing natural speech. Oh my gosh, I really want that to happen with my daughter.
If you are, you know, if the school is not considering what you're saying, you know, that's one thing. But if you're not saying it, that's another. So if you're telling them, are you telling them at school that she can do these things with you at home?
Yeah, I did.
And they don't believe you, or yeah. they just like she's not doing yeah. it here.
Yeah, they don't agree with me.
Yeah. Have you shown them video of her doing it?
Uh-huh, I did.
Yeah, and they still don't. Yeah, so then you're fighting against a team of people who are not on your side.
Yeah.
And you can choose to continue this fight. But in my opinion, I'd say, you know what, we're taking a year off. Keep her home and use your own, invest your money in coaching with me, and I'll teach you how to teach her everything she needs to know. And then next year you go back, or start keeping her home this year, and then by September, like literally if you work with me now, by September you could go back and say, I don't want the special class. I want her included more of the day. She's reading, she's writing, she's talking, you know, she's doing these things, and she is a new kid, but she can't learn. She's the time she's spending there in this school is doing more harm. It is taking her, like they are molding her into an autistic kid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And
correct.
You want to change that. You want to mold her out of that into a regular kid. And the more you try to break out of that mold, because that's all they know. It's all they know. Mm-hmm. You're in their funnel. That's their, this is what we do with kids, because their job as an institution is to keep all the kids in one place with one teacher. And your job is to get your child to explore the whole world, you know? Yeah. So, I'd keep her home and quit teaching everything right now. Concentrate on having fun, getting her talking, and then you can be, all right, let's write a little bit. Or you go private school, and that if you don't have finances for going private school where you're going to find a place that's going to meet her needs, and you're stuck in public school because of your financial situation, then you have the choice to keep her home and teach her yourself. You don't have to take her back to India. It's better if you stay with your family and you're there with her where you are, and you know, these kinds of things, because she likes it here. And there's lots of resources here that you can use as a home mom to teach her at the library that are available for parents to use with their kids. Yeah. You have to be, you talk to your husband about it, because you know, and that's why I do this, Sharon, because I worked in those places. I know what they do. And it's everywhere. And people come to the United States because we have these services that you can get for free and all that stuff. But, you know, again, what do you want? Do you want to someday, I expect, don't you want to someday take your baby back to India and have them be, you know, to do whatever they want to do? But if you teach her to be autistic, that's all she's going to be. And, you know, think about her emotion about going to school. If she likes going there and she's having a good time, then it's like babysitting. But if she doesn't like going there and she's not having a good time there, it's like torture every day. I mean, think about going to a job you don't like, even if they pay you a lot of money. Miserable every day, right? You don't want that for your little girl. She's trying to overcome big stuff to try to change her whole way of talking. How can you do that when you're miserable? She agrees.
All right.
Thank you so much for joining me and sharing your story. I know that there's a lot of parents out there who have a very similar situation. And any of you listening to me, come on, join me on my podcast. You can reach out to me at wavesofcommunication.com. All right. Thanks for joining me, everybody. And I'll see you next time.